Begin the current daf, Maseches Bamitzia, daf Tzadik Ches. Begin on the third line down for the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. That is, our Mishnah on the previous daf had said the following halacha. Continuing on the theme of these Mishnayis, speaks about Hashelis Apara, if someone lends his friend a cow. Now, the Mishnah spoke about three different variations, which the first two we're going to call in our Gemara the Reisha, and the third case we're going to call the Seifa. Where they're basically the same idea where, for example, the case number one was where he lent him a cow, for half of the day it was a loan, half of the day it was a rental. Or the second case is where he lent it on one day, and the next day the cow, it was being rented, meaning that same cow. And the third case, which we're going to call the Seifa, that he actually gave him two cows. One he rented to him, and one he loaned him. Obviously, the halachic significance is that regarding an einus, a loan you're chayiv, and regarding a schiris, a rental, you're going to be potter. Now, so in the first case, describing these three different cases, was that the lender said that it was during the time of the loan, or the day of the loan, or it was the loaned one that it had died, which is an einus, and therefore you're chayiv. And the borrower slash renter said, you know what, I don't really know if it was during the time of when it was a loan or at the time when there's a rental. And that the Mishnah said that he's going to be chayiv, that he has to pay. Now, on that the Gemara said, seemingly that refutes the opinion of Rav Nachman and Rabbi Yechon, because there is a machlekes in the case of when someone tells someone else, look, mana li biyadcha, you have a certain amount of money you owe me. And the defendant says, I don't know. So there's a machlekes that there are those who say that he's going to be chayiv, because it's what's called bar b'shama. The claimant is definite, the defendant is indefinite, doesn't know, and therefore he's going to be chayiv. Rav Nachman Yechon said, no, he's going to be pater because of a cheskes mamon that the defendant has. Similarly, the case of a Mishnah is such a case, where he's making a claim, and he's saying, that's the case, it was during the time of the loan. Other guy's saying, I don't know, and you see he's going to be chayiv. Seemingly refutes the halacha of Rav Nachman. And that's what we had said, that the Rav Nachman would say that our Mishnah is actually talking about a case of what's called that there is an Asik Shvuah Beinehem. So the Gemara says, what's Asik Shvuah? So the Gemara says, like Rava explained, which is on the top of our Amid, that Rava said, for example, in that same case which Rav Nachman was talking about that he disputed with Rav Huna, that if someone says there's a mana, there's $100 of mine that you have, and the defendant says, it's not true, there's 50 that I admit to, regarding the other 50 that you're claiming, I don't know. Now, since there's a chiyuv of shvuah in this case of moedim mikzas, when you admit to half, you have to swear in the other half. And now he says, I don't know. Oh, you don't know, but you have a chiyuv of shvuah, then you have to pay. You're right. If someone would claim you owe me $100 and the guy says, I don't know, then actually you're not going to be chayiv. And therefore, that's the halacha of Nachman. The case of our Mishnah, as the Gemara is going to illustrate, although it sounds like that it's really talking about where he claimed one cow, and in that claim he says, I don't know if it was during the time of the loan or during the time of the rental, which would similarly be exactly like the case of Nachman. The Gemara is going to explain, actually, we're not talking about one cow, we're actually talking about two cows. And therefore, since there's going to be a Maidib Mikzis, where he's going to admit to a part, and the other part say, I don't know, but once you admit to half, you already have the Chiyuv Shvuah on the other part. Since it's already an Asik Shvuah, and now you can't swear, okay, that's your own, now you're stuck with that. You're only able to get out of it by making a Shvuah. You can't, therefore you have to pay. But if it was like a total denial of a claim, when there was no Asik Shvuah at all, there was no Chiv Shvuah in the first place, it's just, he says, even though the claimant is definite and the defendant is not sure, still Rav Nachman would hold that the Cheskes Mamon, the fact that he's presumptive over his money, he would not have to pay. So the Gemara explains, Mishkachas law. We can have this conceptualization of this answer the Gemara is giving for Rav Nachman, of explaining that it's the Asik Shvuah in the case of our Mishnah. How so? Reisha Bebeis, as we explained, the first two cases are what we call the Reisha Artoma with two cows. The Seifa Begimel, and the Seifa is actually talking about three cows. Although when you read the Mishnah, it sounds like that the Reisha is actually talking about one cow, and the Seifa is talking about two cows. We're going to explain that actually the Reisha is two cows, and the Seifa is talking about three cows. As the Gemara explains, Reisha, regarding the first two cases of our Mishnah, which was talking about where they're litigating regarding what day was it, because one day was a loan and one day was a rental, or what time of the day it was, because that other case is when half the day was a rental, half of it was a loan. So that is not as the simple reading of the Mishnah is as talking about one cow. Rather, Bebeis, it's talking about that he actually had given them two cows, and they both died, and now the lender is claiming regarding both cows, and the defendant is admitting regarding one of the cows, which therefore becomes liable in the payment for one of the cows. Now, that therefore then brings him to have to make a shvua on the other one, because that's the halacha of Maida B'Miktas. If someone claims two cows, that they died during the time of the loan, and you say regarding one, yes, it's true, it died during the time of the loan, which that's admitting to half it. And regarding the other half, now you would have to swear that you don't own it, because that's admitting to partial. Now that he says, I don't know what happened regarding the other one, if it was during the time of the loan or the rental. So then, that's the halacha that we said before from Rava, of what's called Esek Shvua. Now, Mitech She'en Yechal HaShav Mishalm, since he can't swear, now he has to pay. So that's what the Gemara explains. The Amalei, it's because the lender tells to the borrower, Beis Paris Mesartilach, I gave you two cows. Palga the Yayma Bishela, half the day was I loaned them to you. Upalga the Yayma Bishkiris, I didn't want to lend it to you full day. So we admit it, we agreed that half the day I'll lend it to you, the other half, it's a rental. Where Inami, the other case of the ratio was, Chad Yayma Bishela, one day I gave it to you as a loan. Vachad Yayma Bishkiris, and the other day I gave you both cows as a rental. And that is what the lender is claiming. Umeisu tarvayu be'idin sheila. And both cows died at the time of the loan. What's the significance? So now that it died, which is an oinus, since you were sheila at that time, you're chayiv for me to compensate me for those two cows. And that is what va'amalei sheila. And the sheila responds as follows. He says, look, chada regarding one of the cows in yes. Be'idin sheila meisa, it died during the time of the loan. And therefore that's called a moed v'miktas. I admit to half of what you're claiming that I owe you. Because since it died, it was innocent, it was during the time of a loan, I owe you that. But ve'idach, regarding the other cow, lo yadana ibe'idin she'la mesa, ve'ibe'idin schiris mesa. But regarding the other cow that you're claiming, I don't know, I'm not sure. I don't know if it happened during the time of the loan or during the time of the rental. That's where the halacha comes significant. Demitech she'en yechal eshav v'mishalm. Since he can't swear, because he doesn't know, he can't swear that it's what he's claiming, that it wasn't during the time of the loan. He's not sure, so therefore he has to pay. Now, that's why Rashi explains, I had to say umesu tavayu, the way the Gemara describes the case that the lender was claiming that both of them died, because if actually one of them was still alive, and the defendant was saying regarding one of them, here, take your cow back, and regarding the other one that it's dead, I don't know if it died during the time of the loan or the time of the rental, then actually that would be what's called in halacha heilach, which as we brought earlier in this mesechta, that there is an opinion that holds that heilach, when he admits to half, and he says, here, take it. And regarding the other half, he denies, it's not so clear that there you actually might be exempt from a shvu. So you can't say, mitech she'en yechal eshav v'mishalm. So therefore, the case is talking about where he said, both of them died. And he says, you're right, one of them I owe you, and the other one, I'm not sure. Since he can't swear, that's why he has to pay. But not because that he's barring his shema like we had Esther of Nachman. No, if it was a total denial, and he's barring the shema, actually we could say, like of Nachman, that he wouldn't have to pay. But since here's a chiyah shvu, which he cannot make because he's not sure, that's why he has to pay. That explains the first two cases, which are called the Reisha. Now, B'Seifa, regarding the last case of the Mishnah, which said regarding that he lent him one cow and he leased him another cow, and that's what the renter is saying, I don't know which one of them died. So then you could also have this case of Esek Shvua, meaning that there was already an obligation of a Shvua where he can't swear and therefore he has to pay, when it started off actually Begimel, that it started off with that he had given them actually three cows. And two of the three cows died. Regarding one of them, he admits that it was the one that was loaned that had died, and therefore he's liable in the value to pay him up. And therefore, once he admits to part of the claim, that's what then makes him liable to make a shvua on the other one. So as the Gemara explains, "Damalei gimel paris nesatilach," where the lender tells to the borrower, says, "Look, I gave you three cows, beis b'she'ela v'achas b'schiras. Two of them I lent you, and one of them I leased to you." And he's claiming that two of them that died were the two that he had loaned him, and therefore he's actually chayiv to pay him back. And the borrower said back to him, he says, in, yes, one of them that died was the loan one, and for that I'm chayiv for you. And therefore he's chayiv a shvua in the other ones, because already made the mix, he's already admitted the partial of the claim. But he says, but either the other one that died, lo yedana idu she'ela mesa, I don't know if it's the loaner one that had died. Or the kaima the schiris, and that the one that's still alive is the least one. Or the schiris mesa, I'm not sure, maybe it's the other way around. Maybe actually the one that died was the one that you had rented to me, and therefore I'm not chayv. V'ha the kaima the sheli, and the one that's still around is actually the loaned one. And that is what the Gemara says, metech she'en yechal eshav v'mishalm. And since he can't swear that the one that he's trying to not have to pay is the one that died was actually a rented one, which is not chayv on that einus of death, he doesn't know to make a shvu, and since he can't make the shvu, which is chayv in the Maida Miktzis, therefore he has to pay. But again, that resolves the halacha of a Mishnah, that it's not a contradiction for Rav Nachman, because it's Toma where there's an obligation of a Shvuah. When there's no obligation, then actually it would not be like Rav Huna, and you would not have to pay, even though he's only a Shema, even though he says, I don't know. Now, that's part of the explanation. Now the Gemara continues one step further. But according to Rabbi Chama, he says, Dalit Shoimim, regarding the four different guardians that the Torah talks about, regarding their oaths that they have to make. So for example, let's say a Shem Echinim, who is an unpaid guardian, where he has to swear that it got stolen from him, which would make him exempt. Or for example, a Shem Esachah that has to swear that it was an Einus, which would make him exempt. Or a Shel that he makes an oath that it died because of the work that it's doing, called Mesim Achmas Malacha, that we taught in the previous daf, which for that he's exempt. Rami Bachama explains that those oaths that they have to take, there's another variable, which is going to actually add on one more animal for each case that we were talking about. Additionally, to create the shvua that a shomer is chayivin, it needs another variable. It needs that the shomer, who is trying to swear, well, I'm exempt because I'm a shomer chinim, it got stolen from me, or I'm a shomer tzarcha and it was an oinus, additionally, it has to be that he's denying partial of the claim and is admitting to partial of the claim. In other words, what we see from Rambam Bachama is, from the fact that he says that there has to be a denial, and that because his words are not just that you need to have haidah b'miktzis, he doesn't just say you have to admit to part of it. He also says that you have to have a denial. So obviously we see that even though seemingly, essentially, you could have the shvua of the shomer, which he just swears that it was stolen from him, without any denial, but we see from Rami Bachama's halacha that we actually do not give the oath of the shvuas to shomerim until he makes a totally different denial. For example, if let's say regards to part of what the one who gave him the deposit is saying something, he says, L'hadam, never happened, or I already returned it to you, that's integral to have the oath of the other part of the claim, which is that he's saying, yes, that's true, not like I'm denying. There's one thing he has to deny, which is called the kfir b'miktzis. Then there's something he has to admit, which is called the idah b'miktzis. And then there's something that he has to say besides that, he has to say, that I'm exempt for a different reason. I'm not denying it, neither am I admitting it. I'm saying, yeah, this is what happened, but I'm exempt because it was Noinus and I'm a Shem Esachar, or it was Geneva and I'm a Shem Echinim. Now, according to him, according to Rabbi Chama, you're not going to be chayv in the shvua of what you're admitting to if there is no denial. Now, moreover, when he says, and this is important for the case of our Mishnah, when he says, I don't know, that cannot be included in the halacha of a denial. Now, so therefore, Rabbi Chama does not completely hold it the way we conceptualize the case of our Mishnah, the way we said it for Rava, unless if he tells him as follows, which the Gemara is going to illustrate. It says, regarding 50 that you're claiming, yes, that's true. Regarding the other 50 that you're claiming, because he was claiming $100 from the friend, says, look, 50 I admit to. The other 50, part of that 50, let's say 25, lahadam, never happened. And part of that 50, the other 25, I don't know. So that's the way you would have to describe that case, the way, meaning Rava had described the case, that when the guy's claiming 100, and he says, look, 50, I admit, the other 50, I don't know, it'd be chayav b'shvua. On that, the way Rambam Chama is saying for the shomerim, that wouldn't be enough to be chayav in the shvua. You would have to admit to 50. In regards to the other 50, you would have to have a kfira b'miktzis, you would have to deny part of that 50, which is like 25 never happened. And the other 25, then you say you don't know, that's when you'll have the chayav shvua of the maidim miktzis. So therefore the Gemara says that Mishkachas law. So the way Rabbi Bachama qualifies this halacha of the Shuas HaShemim, which we're talking about in our Mishnah, of the guy who borrowed and rented, that how could he conceptualize this halacha of Asik Shvua that we're trying to explain in the Mishnah to resolve Rav Nachman, would be an additional cow for each one of these cases. Reisha Begimel, that the first two cases actually we're talking about three cows, not the way we just said before, two cows. V'seifa B'dalet, and the third case would be actually talking about four cows. Now the reason for this is because according to Rami Bachama, he learns when the Pasuk says, regarding the Shvuas HaShemim, it says in the Pasuk, Ki hu zeh, that can't be without a denial. Because in other words, he's saying that this is true, and it says, Ki hu zeh, that this is what it is that, well, this is true, but the other part that you're claiming is Lahadam, which stands for the words, Lahayid Ramayim, that never happened. Now, but this that I'm liable, and this that I don't know if it got stolen or got lost, that doesn't sound like is ki hu zeh. It has to be, ki hu zeh has to be that you admit the part and deny. If you're just admitting and saying the other part you don't know, that Rami Bachama doesn't hold would qualify for the ki huzeh, and that's why he holds, again, besides the shmurus hashemrim, which is the exemption that each shemer has unique to his shmirah, you also have to have that he admits the part, which, yes, that's true, that I'm chayef to, and part that he's totally denying, and then you have the part which is, I don't know, that's when he'd be chayef in the shmurah of ma'idim mikzis, and then you could have this case of a mishnah where since he can't swear, then he would have to pay, as the Gemara goes through now specifically. Reisha begimel, the Reisha would be talking about three cows, the Amar lay, where the lender tells him, look, gimel paras nasati lach, I give you three cows. These three cows, for half the day I gave it to you as a loan, and half the day I gave it to you as a rental. Or inami, which is the other case of the Mishnah. One day it was a loan, one day it was a rental. And the lender is claiming that all three died at the time of the loan, and the Rechai have to pay me for all three of them that they died. And that's what the bar responds, and now we're going to say it the way Rav Chama holds. So there's three cows, so we could have all these three variables here. One, never happened. Let's cut that out of the thing. There's only two that we're talking about. One never happened. That's the kfira. V'chada in, be'idin she'ila mesa. Now here comes the haidah part. Yes, one of them died during the time of the loan. So he's admitting to part of the claim. V'idach, and the third one, lo yadana I be'idin she'ila mesa, v'be'idin she'ila mesa. And regarding the third one, he says, that one I don't know about. So that was supposed to be the one that would have to make the shuva of Maidim Mixis, because he admits the partial of the claim. And he also has the Kfirib Mixis, which he told denying. So now here we have regarding his liability, if it was an Einis, that if he's a Shaili's Chayv, if he was a Seicher, he's going to be Pater. That's where we say, since he can't swear, because he doesn't know, that's where he has to pay. That's where the Halach of Shavuos Hashem comes in, where if he knew, he would swear that, I was a Seicher and it was an Einz, I'm Pater. And you have the Kfir B'mixes, you have the Haidah B'mixes, and you have the Shavuos Hashem. That Shavuah, which he has to make, he doesn't know. And here we have the partial admission, where you have to have by every Shavuos Hashem according to Rama Chama, not just an Halach of Maidah B'mixes. You always have to have a Maidah B'mixes and Kfir B'mixes unique to the Halachas of Shemen. And therefore, since he can't make the Shavuah in this case, therefore he's going to have to pay. That's the Reisha. And Sefer B'dalet, and then the third case in the Mishnah, we're talking about four cows. Da'amalei dalet paras nasati lachitazim, I gave you four cows. Gimel b'she'ela, achad b'schiris. As the Mishnah had said, it was saying one was loaned and one was rented. We actually expand the case. We say not just one and one. It's just regards to the significance of the halacha the Mishnah is saying, but there's actually four. Three he loaned him and one he rented him. U'meisa hanach gimel d'she'ela, and he's claiming to him, he's saying, look, three of them died during the time of the loan. V'amalei, and that's what the Bara says back to him as we continue to Talmud Beis. V'amalei Shel, the Shel says to him, look, chada lahadam. First of all, one never happened. Don't tell me it was four cows, it was only three cows. So that's the denial b'mikzis. V'chada in, and then one of them, he says, yes, the She'ela Mesa. One of them died during the time of the loan. That's the Haidah part, that's the admission. V'idach, and the third one, lo yadan, I mean, the fourth one was anyways the Schiris. So that one he's exempt for, because the Seichah is not Chayav and not Einis. But regarding the third one, he says, lo yadana idis chiris meisa. I don't know if it was the rented one that had died, or the kaima de sheila, and the one that's still around is the loaned one, and therefore I'm exempt. Or the sheila meisa, or the kaima de chiris. Or maybe the one that died was the loaned one, and the one that's around is the least one, and then I would be chayim, but I'm not so sure. And that's what the halach is. Since he can't swear, and he has the chiyu shuah of the halach of shemrin, since he can't swear, that's what he has to pay. And again, therefore, that's the resolution for the halach of Nachman. Doesn't refute his opinion. Because since we're describing the case of the Mishnah, since there's an asik shuah, there's an obligation of an oath on him, and he can't make it because he says, I don't know, that's why he's chayav to pay. But it was just him against him. He says, definitely, you do. Oh man, he's going to say, I don't know. Actually, then he wouldn't be chayiv since there's no chiv shu over there. We don't say bari b'shem or bari adav according to Rav Nachman. Nothing more continues to explain the cases of our Mishnah. Zel imir shu'ula. Let's say the lender said it was the loaned one. Zel imir shu'ula, and the defendant said no, it was actually the rented one, where each one is definite. Yishava haseicha sheshu'ula mesa. So the renter has to swear that it was the rented one that died, and then he's going to be exempt. And that the Gemara asks, "Vamai, why is he chayav a shvua? Mashatanu loy hoydaloy. What was claimed to him is not what he admitted. U'mashahoydaloy loy tanu. And what he admitted is not what was claimed to him." Now, as Rashi points out, although we just explained, went through a whole daf explaining a whole that whole omid that The way we describe the case of the Mishnah is not as it seemed, where there's one cow or two cows. It's actually three or four cows, where he denies part of it and he admits to part of it. So we see that there is a Chiyuv Shvua. Why is the Gemara asking that, where is the Chiyuv Shvua? But there's no Moedim Mikzis. It's not like he's claiming something and admitting to part of the claim. He's saying this and he's admitting to this. It's like he's claiming apples, he's admitting oranges. There's no Shaykh, there's no relationship. There's not admitting to any part of the claim. Your claim I'm totally denying. I'm admitting to something totally different. So where's the Chiyuv Shvua over here? That's the Gemara's question. He's saying this was a loan one. He says, nothing. The loan one, I don't owe you anything. This was the rented one. Oh, okay. So why would it be Chayav Shvua? So on that, Rashi asks, what do you mean? The Gemara just said that it's talking about where there's a partial admission, partial denial, and then there's all those other variables. So of course the Chiyuv Shvua. On that, Rashi explains that, yeah, that whole Amid that we had in Amid Aleph was trying to explain and resolve Rav Nachman in our Mishnah. But our Mishnah is, according to the basic interpretation, is like Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, and according to them, the question is, why is there a Shvur? There's no Hoydah B'Mektis. The way they learned the Halacha of the Mishnah was very open and shut, which is where he claimed that it died during the loan, and he admits, I don't know. Then we said he has to pay, because Bar V'Shem and Bar Yadav. So therefore, there is no partial admission or partial denial. So therefore, the next case in the Mishnah, when he says and he says, so there's no Hayda B'Mikzis, so why is there a Chiyuv Shvua? Why does the Seichel have to swear to exempt himself? So Amar Ula says, you're right, but it's Al Dei Gilgul. It's through the biblical halacha known as Gilgul Shvua, which is you could devolve an oath on one thing, and once you get him to swear, you can make him swear on other things. Because the Amalei, the lender, tells to the borrower, Ishtabeili Ezem Mihes. One thing that, however, you do have to make, you have to swear to me, is even if it's like you're claiming, which, therefore, since you could make such a claim, and I don't have any witnesses, I don't have any definite proof, so I can't make you pay, but even if it's like you're claiming that it was the rented one, I can still make you swear to me that it was like how you said, the Kedarka Mesa. So, yes, you're swearing that it was the rented one, fine, but now you have to swear that it died in a normal way, because if it didn't, then you'd be chayv, let's say we got lost. So swear to me that that's what happened, that it died in a normal way, that was Einus at your pater. Now, Omigu de Mishtabea, de Kedarka Mesa. Now, once he gets him to swear that it died in a normal way, Mishtabea Naminishchor Mesa, now he can then get him to have to swear, okay, now swear that it was the rented one too. Now, as Rashi points out, it's because as the Gemara now is not going like Rama Bachama, that says that every time to have a Shavuos HaShemrin, which is he wants to make him swear that it was through an Einus and therefore he's Pater, Rambam Chama holds you can never have a Shavuos HaShemrin without having a partial admission and a partial denial by any case of a Shemrin. The reason for this is discussed in other places in Shas, because Rambam Chama held that Pasuk of Kiyuzeh, which tells us there must be an admission and a denial, it says in the Parsha of a Shemrin. So every Shavuos HaShemrin has to have like a Hoydah B'Miktis and a Kfir B'Miktis. But our Gemara holds like the other opinion that says what's called Ir Parshas Ksiv Kan. Actually, the words Ki Huzeh, although it's written in the Parsha Shem, is actually, it belongs in a different Parsha. It's actually going in the Halacha of a loan, which that's how classically we learned the Halacha of Moedim Mikzis, by a loan where a guy says, hey, I lent you $100, and that guy says, I don't know, you're talking about, I only borrowed 50. Oh, he admits the part of the claim, then he has to swear in the rest. But our Gemara holds that it's going to Milva and not on the Shemrim, so therefore there is no Hoydah B'Miktis, and yet still there's a Chiyuv Shemrim to swear that, oh, it was an Einus Nampater, oh, once he's swearing that, swear it was the rented one and not the leased one. So although it's not coming from Hoydah B'Miktis, but it's coming through the biblical halacha of Gilgul Shvua, which we learned in Masech the Saita after Yuchesim and Aleph, where the woman has to say by the Saita, she says, Amen, Amen, what's the extra Amen to say that once we get it a swear, we can make a swear for other things, even that the Torah is not Machayev. Then the Mishnah said, Ze'im eni yedea v'ze'im v'chuluf. Let's say each one said, I don't know. The claimant says, I don't know. Maybe it was during the time of the loan or the lease. And the other guy, the defendant, says, I also don't know. What do you do then? So the Mishnah said, Yachloiku. So you split it 50-50. Ask the Gemara, Hamani, who is this Tanava Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Sumchas, it's like Sumchas. Dama that he says, Maman hamut basavik chalkin. Anytime you have money in doubt, we're here, we don't know if he's chayiv that it died, was it during the time of the loan or not, because no one knows, so then you split it. Now the Gemara continues and says as follows. Boi Reb Abba Bar Mamel. It says, She'ela bebelim. If let's say a guy borrowed, which we were talking about in Halachas of our Mishnah, we were talking about this Halacha Ba'olavima, which is an exemption, although a Shoyel is Chayv and Einzin, but if let's say at the time that he borrowed the item, he also borrowed the services of the owner, so then he's exempt from the liabilities of a Shoyel. So the Gemara asks as follows. If let's say when he borrowed, the item, he also borrowed the services of the owner, which would make him exempt. Now, before he gave it back, he then went and sachra. So although it was the time to give up what the guy had lent, he said, look, the gemach is only for 2 weeks. The guy says, look, I really enjoyed this item. I'll actually pay you. I'll rent it from you now. So now, before he gives it back, he now rents it from him. Now, at the time when he rents it, it's shaloi b'bailo. That the owner was not working for him when he now was about to give it back and now started leasing it from him instead. And then it gets stolen or lost during the time of the rental. Ma, what's the halacha? So what's the question? The Gemara explains. Mi amrina, do we say, look, she'ela l'chu d'kaima, the loan was one thing, v'schiris l'chu d'kaima, and the rental was something totally different. It's unrelated. So although that when originally he took the item from the guy, it was a loan, and it was with the p'tur of Baal Avimai, and truth is, he never did another Meshicha again to draw the item. He never gave it back and then took it back. So therefore, you cannot create a new liability. And that says the Gemara, no. He would be Chayiv because at the time when he rented the item, it was already in his domain. And it wasn't lacking any Meshicha, but it's that his courtyard acquires it from with the verbal commitment. The guy says, yeah, okay, fine, I'll lease it to you. But truthfully, it's another Kenyan. And that Kenyan of the Schiris was Shaloi Bebailim. And there is going to be chayiv. There's no exemption on Balavima. Maybe you say no. The rental is a continuation and it's related to the loan, because all the liability that he's going to have now as a renter of if it gets stolen or lost pertained to the original contract that he had when he was a borrower, and it's not adding on anything new of liabilities. So therefore, essentially, it's really because of the first Meshicha that he did when he had originally borrowed it, that now it's continuing into the format of a Seicher. And since that originally is when he originally drew it from him, by the loan was when the owner was working for him. So therefore, it should continue the exemption of Baal Avimai, and it should be exempt. So that's the question. Do we say it's a continuation of the Sheila, because it's not really adding on any new liabilities? Or we say, no, it's a new Kenyan, and that new Kenyan doesn't have Baal Avimai. Continues the Gemara. Now, even if you say that, yes, it's true, because you're not adding any new liabilities to have a new kinyan with the schiris, it's just continuing the she'ela. Actually, it makes his liabilities less, because he's paying for it now, and he's not chayv anoyinsin. So it is related, and therefore, he would continue the exemption of Baal Avimai. But then the question is, let's say sachra b'bailam. Let's say he rented an item, at the same time that he rented it from the owner, he also had the owner working for him, which is the p'tur of Baal Avimai. Now, before he gave back this lease, he then went and shala shalai b'bailam. He went and the guy said, you know what? I know you're paying for me the lease for 2 years. Go ahead. You could use it for free. You could borrow it from me for the next 30 days. But that was without the owner working for him at the time that he extended it as a loan. And then it died in its normal way. Now, this liability of the oinus of dying in its normal way, that cannot be said that it's continuing from the original Meshicha that he did from him when he had rented it from him, because that chiyuv of she'ela of einzin doesn't apply to schiris, because by schiris you're actually exempt from einzin. There didn't have that liability. That was created now only when he took the loan. Ma'u wad the halacha be in that case, as the Gemara explains. She'ela, this loan regarding einzin, b'schiris v'adolei she'echa, that had no relationship to say it's continuing from the original schiris, and to be chayiv, because that is only coming because of the kinyan that he's having now of she'ela, which was without the owner working for him right now. So therefore, he would be chayiv. Or maybe you say that, no, keeping the she'echa b'miktzis, since ultimately this loan now has some relationship with the previous rental that he had done, because the original chiyuv gneiv and aveda that he had, that you could say is a continuation from the first Meshicha that he had done, which is extending now into the She'ela. He's just adding on new liabilities, but the original liabilities continue. So, command the Sheikha Bekula Dami. So, therefore, it's as if there is a complete connection with his original rental, which since that original rental was with Baal Avimai, so therefore he would be exempt even on the Yainzin, which is new liabilities that he has as a She'ela. And that the Gemara continues and says, now, Im Tim Salami, if you're going to say, Lo Yamrinan, Kivin the Sheikha B'miktis, Keman the Sheikha B'kulodam, and if you're going to say, no, you don't say that. You don't say, since even if there's a partial connection with the previous rental, which was regarding if it gets lost or stolen, we'll say it's continued even though there's new liabilities of Einzin because it's She'ela to be exempt because of Baal Avimai. But then the question is as follows. She'ela B'bailam. Let's say when he originally borrowed something from someone with the owner working for him. Then v'sachar shalei b'bailam. Then, later point in time, before he gave back the loan, he then said, okay, I'll rent it from you. And when he rented that and started paying him for it, that was without the owner working for him. Then, l'chazer v'shalah, then he went back and he borrowed it again, this time without the owner working for him. Now, what's halacha in that case? That the question is, since this is related to the two previous types of cases, which is that we say that if it's like a complete continuation, then we say, okay, maybe that's a good option to say that you'll have the original, you'll extend the original balavim money. If it's not really connected, which is lets you going up in liabilities, okay, then we won't consider connected. But what's in this case, where you went from a she'ela to a schiris, and then back to a she'ela? Which the question is, hadr asila she'ela leduchta, do we say that the original loan goes back to its original place? In other words, when you had originally borrowed it, you borrowed it with balavima, which was exempt. Now, you then went to a schiris, which you could say that that's a continuation of the she'ela, because you're not adding any new liabilities or anything, making less. But then what happens? Could it even continue a step further? Can you then take that, when you go back to she'ela shleibam, could that now say, okay, now we go back, because the she'ela, we said, actually does not continue from schiris. But do we say now, but since schiris continues in the she'ela, now when the next one is she'ela, oh, so that could go back to how the original she'ela was. No, that the rental ultimately separated between the second she'ela and the first she'ela, and since we said she'ela cannot continue from schiris, it cannot go back to the original she'ela. That's one version of the question. Another version of the question is, let's say sachar bebailam. Let's say first he rented with the owner working for him. And then v'shalah, then he borrowed it without the owner. And then he went back and then rented it again without the owner. What do we say? Again, the same question. Do we say that now the rental goes back to its original place? Because ultimately, she'ela extends, the second she'ela go and extends to the schiris, and therefore that could go back to original schiris. Maybe we say that no, it interrupts, because now you can't say the schiris goes back to the first schiris, and therefore it says, take a let it stand. It's not clear what the halacha would be in these cases regarding the transition from one thing, which originally was with balavimai, and then the other one was not. Do we say that it's a continuation? Do we say that it was interrupted? It's not clear what the halacha would be in those cases. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, and continuing the theme of these Mishnayos, which open up with the same words, Hashoyel HaSapara, regarding someone that borrows a cow. So, says the Mishnah, Hashoyel HaSapara, if someone borrows a cow, v'sholcholoi, and the lender sends to the borrower, he sends the cow, biyad b'noi, in the hand of his son, biyad avdi, in the hand of his slave, biyad shluchai, or in the hand of the agent of the lender, or biyad b'noi, biyad avdi, biyad shluchai shoshayel, or in the hand of the son, the slave, or the agent of the borrower. So either his or the borrower's. Umesa, and it dies, says the Mishnah, pater. So the borrower is going to be exempt if it died on en route to the borrower's home. Now, this actually machlik is Rabbi Rav Chizda in Baba Kamed of Kavdalam and Aluf, where Rav Chizda explains this case of the Mishnah regarding where, although it was the shliach of the shayel, where he had it and he's on his way to the shayel, so seemingly you should say like shluchashim kamaisai, and therefore the liabilities of the shayel should have started the moment that his shliach had it on the way to his house. So that Rav Chizda explains that it actually wasn't his real shliach. It's what we call schiri v'likitai. It's a guy who works for him, who lives in his house, who we could assume would be his shliach, but he never appointed him to be his shliach. So since there's no witnesses that he's a shliach, so therefore the shayel is still going to be exempt. But if there were witnesses that this guy was the agent that the shliach, that the shayel had appointed to get the object from the lender to him, then actually the shayel would already be chayv and einsin from the moment that his shliach gets it. Then he would be chayv. That's one interpretation. Rabbi says that no, even if the shliach, the borrower, made this guy a shliach with witnesses to say, you be my shliach to get this from the lender, and when the shliach has it on the road to this borrower's house, it dies, he would not be considered a shliach to be liable and einsid, because what the shliach is telling the lender is that when he makes him the shliach, he's basically saying, this guy's a trustworthy guy. If you want to send it with someone that's trustworthy, I know this guy, you could send it with him. But not that he's making him a shliach to be like the shayel himself, to already be chayv and oints in the moment that the shliach gets it. And that's why the Mishnah says that the shayel is going to be exempt until it comes to his house, to his possession. Now, however, says the Mishnah, let's say amaloi ha-shayel, but let's say the borrower tells to the lender, Sholchli biyad bni biyad avdi biyad shluchi. Let's say he tells him, he gives the directive. First case is where the lender sends it. So therefore, it's the lender's responsibility until it gets to the borrower. But let's say the borrower tells, you send it through my son, through my slave, through my agent. Or you send it, and I'll tell you who to send it with your son, your slave, or your agent. Or if let's say the following case, where the lender tells to the borrower, the lender tells the borrower, look, I'm going to send it to you through my son, my slave, my agent, or through your son and your slave or your agent. And is the key word of this case, shalach. And the borrower says, send it. So in these two cases, the borrower is giving the directive, and the lender sends it, because the borrower gave the directive, and it dies on the road, chayiv, then the shayil is going to be chayiv, because that's his liability, because it was through his directive. Now, says the Mishnah, v'chein b'shosh shemachzira. This whole halacha we said in the Mishnah applies equally when it's being sent back from the borrower to the lender. So if the borrower is sending it back to the lender through his son, his slave, or his agent, or through the slave or the son or the agent of the lender, so it doesn't leave the domain of the borrower until it comes to the domain of the lender. Same way we had from the lender to the borrower. Now, therefore, if it dies on the road, so the shell is going to be chayiv. Now, but let's say if the lender tells the borrower, send it to me, or the borrower said to the lender, I'm going to send it, and the lender says, yes, send it, and then he sent it, and it died, since it's through the directive of the lender, so therefore then the borrower is going to be exempt, because that's already the responsibility of the lender.